My attempt to pin him down on his job description was getting nowhere fast, and this wasn't the first time I had noticed his natural reluctance to engage in discussion about his role in the world. Perhaps it was due to a certain lack of self-absorption, an absence of self-involvement. I don't know, but I decided to drop the subject of his job for now and turn to the wider issue. Well, in working to take care of ourselves, most people need some kind of job. Now, many times in the past, I've heard you say that the purpose of life is happiness.
That's right.
So we need a way to be happy at work as well as at home. But that's not always easy. Let me give you an example of a friend of mine. I gave her a copy of The Art of Happiness shortly after it came out. She told me that she kept it on her bedside table and read from it every night before she went to bed. She was tremendously inspired by your words, and she said that when she read it, she felt it was really possible to be happy. But then she told me, "When I go to bed, I'm thinking that if I make the effort, happiness is within my reach. Genuine happiness is out there waiting for me. But then the next morning, I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and face an hour-long commute to work. And the minute I step into the office, everything changes. I have to deal with the pressures, the demands. My boss is a jerk, and I can't stand my coworkers. And suddenly it seems like the idea of happiness slips away. It just evaporates. Things are so hectic that I barely have a chance to catch my breath, let alone think about training my mind or inner development. And of course, the company I work for doesn't care a bit about my happiness. But I need to work. I need the money. I can't just quit and expect to get another job. So how can I find happiness at work?" And of course, my friend isn't an isolated case, I continued. In many countries throughout the world, there seems to be a kind of widespread dissatisfaction at work. In fact, I recently read a survey that reported that nearly half of American workers are dissatisfied at work, unhappy with their jobs. I've talked to some experts who say that the number may even be higher than that, and things seem to be getting worse. According to the Conference Board, the nonprofit organization that conducted the survey, that same survey showed that over the past 5 or 6 years, the percentage of people who are satisfied with their job has dropped by around 8%. The Dalai Lama appeared surprised.
"Why is that?"
he asked.